For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. With schools closed and now many restaurants and bars shuttered, it's beginning to feel a lot like hurricane season across the Lowcountry. But it's not. The threat of the potentially deadly coronavirus has forced many indoors, trying to do business from home. So we reached out by phone to see how many small business owners and those who are self-employed are riding out this fierce and fast-moving pandemic. Khaki Rivers is the owner of a bridal business called Khaki's Bride Aid.
Basically, I'm a 5 to 7 hour investment to help the planners so they can focus on other things when my sole responsibility is the bride.
You might call her the first responder for any potential wedding disaster.
You're the fix-it person, but how do you fix this?
How do I fix this? It's a waiting game. People are still going to get married. It's just a matter of when are they going to get married.
In other words, they will say, I do, but they're not saying it right now. People have been warned against and now ordered not to gather in groups of 50 or more. Those even without symptoms are spreading the virus, and people who are older are more vulnerable. Thousands have already died worldwide. All of Khaki's clients have postponed.
It's a very scary situation because when you go from 8 to 9 to 10 weddings to absolutely nothing, that means you have zero income.
Khaki has 2 kids. Her husband runs his own small business, a surf and skate shop she fears will also see a slowdown. They have bills to pay, a house, insurance, their cars.
All those things go through every one of our minds right now as to what do we do next? How do we problem solve our way out of this one?
She says they've been trying to save for this kind of rainy day. But it's hard to put away the recommended 3 to 6 month salary when you're paying off debt and trying to make ends meet.
Majority of us out there, not just in the wedding world, but in the world, don't have this. And so who have small businesses are basically living for work.
What's more, she says, there will be a ripple effect. Wedding planners, photographers, caterers, and venues all are losing business.
Every single one of us is going to be affected some way, somehow, and some bad enough to close businesses or lose business or lose everything.
Yeah, it is scary times. And
Bernadette McCrary is a hairstylist just outside of Charleston.
Some people are calling because they might be feeling not well, or some people are just being cautious and they want to reschedule for a later date.
She says she has faithful clients, having worked in the business for 30 years. She's doing her best to protect them and herself.
And we are taking precautionary measures, so we will be wearing disposable gloves. We are going to be sanitizing between appointments.
McCrary is trying to keep her business going. She also has 2 children, and her husband has his own handyman business.
And it's a trickle-down effect, like with all these other businesses. You know, if we don't have customers, we can't place orders for products and things like that, and so our sales reps aren't making their sales.
She's relieved to learn the governor has extended the tax filing deadline, and she's hopeful the federal government will step in with cash payments, tax breaks, or both.
We don't know what the future brings. You know, unlike a hurricane where you can sort of reschedule people and have a time limit as to when you think you can come back and work again, this is sort of the unknown.
The unknown. It's hard to plan for. Uncertainty without a foreseeable end.
My dad said, this too shall pass. And that's what's kept me going.
In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.